It's the Full Force Newsburst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Images have emerged showing the brand new classified value figure assortment. A few days ago, we reported on a story from His Tank that highlighted a batch of brand new listings for G.I. Joe classified figures in the Target system, courtesy of Cyber Sleuth JT Prime 17. Amongst the reveals was a brand new 6-inch value figure assortment, which other than a price point of $4.99, we didn't have much info to go on. Well, JT Prime 17 has been at it again, and sent us official product images of the first three figures from the line, including their packaging. This new classified value line does exactly what it says on the tin: 6-inch budget figures with limited articulation and fewer paint apps in the classified design aesthetic. Very similar, if not exactly the same, bar size to the 9.5-inch Titan figures that came out last year. This wave features Snake Eyes in black with a few dark silver spots and the Red Arashikagi logo, of course. He comes with a sword accessory, which I'm not sure he can actually let go of, and it looks as though he can only hold it in his right hand, as the other is a closed fist. His packaging features new art of the character and could be a Scott Johnson piece, but I haven't confirmed that as yet. It's an open box that uses what looks like plastic tie wraps to keep the figures secure. No sign of that new locking mechanism we reported on a number of weeks back. The Baroness is an interesting figure, as she uses the same blue deco that her Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins Core Ninja assortment figure came in, despite her brand new box art wearing the black costume. She features a few more deco hits than Snake Eyes does, with a grey belt, white skin tone, red cobra logo and black gloves, shades and hair. She gets a very similar rifle to the one her vintage figure came with in all black, and again, I can't tell if it can come out of the hand. Destro is the third and final figure in this wave, and you can see that he emulates his classified figure very closely, with the exception of having a red shirt under his black top. He gets a few deco hits like the Baroness: grey for his head, wrist gauntlets, hands and gun accessory, red for the collar, undershirt, belt buckle and pistol holster, and a yellow medallion. Destro has his known artwork from the website on the box, and all of the figures appear to have three points of articulation: neck and shoulders. The packaging is mostly uniform, with the only differences being the individual box art and faction-specific colour for the name banners: blue for Joe's, red for Cobra. This line is clearly aimed at a younger audience, and I imagine we will start seeing it very soon on store shelves. These are quite fun and can act as a nice lead into the more detailed collectibles for the kiddies, who might be a little crash and bash in their play patterns. I was impressed with the Titans in hand, despite being rather limited in display options, but it was nice to see the sculpting up close on a larger figure. We don't have any official release info just yet, but I imagine they will start showing up very soon. Okay, that will do it for now. I'm sure I'll be back in a few hours. The weekly is going to be huge. Anyway, see you on the next one. I'm off to bed. That's it for this installment of the Full Force Newsburst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.